Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Welcome, and it's such a pleasure to be with you here at Spark Radio, or welcome back. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to spend some time with you to share those sparks to ignite that positive solution in your life. So hopefully, you've had an opportunity to practice some of the exercises that Robin Marble shared with us about a week and a half ago now. And I apologize if you're hearing static on this recording. I think we have a less than ideal connection. So today we are going to build on what Robin shared in terms of creating your life to authoring your reality. And we'll also talk about choosing to feel the way that you think you'll feel when you have change, do something. For many, it's I'll be happy when, I'll feel better when blank happens. And truly, if you can feel happy now, you can find joy now, you can act as if. Both Jack Canfield and John Assaraf, well, and even Joe Vitale talk about feeling as if, acting as if something were already true in your life. So what if, just for this next week, you decided to feel as though, as if, whatever it was that you desired in your life were true? And what if you acted as if that were true? Now, yes, it's probably unrealistic if what you desire is to be a millionaire. It's challenging to act as if and purchase a yacht if your financial resources are yet to be there. However, you can feel abundant and feel wealthy. Be grateful for the money in your life. Be grateful for the opportunities in your life that are continuing to attract financial health and resources into your life. If it's your health, act as if. Feel as if you are healthy. What does a healthy person do? How do they think? The Millionaire Mind is a very successful book because it talked about how millionaires think, and they think differently about money and resources. So how can you change the way you think, change the way you feel when the circumstances in your life look different than what it is you want? I'm currently reading Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, Wishes Fulfilled, which is his latest book. And that's one of the pieces that he talks about in having wishes fulfilled, is to feel now the way you would feel. He shares a story of being diagnosed with a form of cancer and was given the grim diagnosis. And he chose to believe, I am well, to feel I am well. The only thing he wanted to put into his awareness was I am well. And he took some action about being healthy, having a healthy diet, and truly focusing on health and wellness. And yes, he took other actions in addition to that belief And what he communicates in the book, Wishes Fulfilled, is how we need to believe, think, and feel that what we want is reality, rather than believing what our senses are telling us. Because when we focus on what we do not have, when we focus on what is wrong, when we focus on the problems, we get more of all of that, because that's what our reticular activating system brings to our awareness. It's what, according to some, the universal field, God, consciousness, vibration brings into our awareness. There's some very interesting ideas and principles about what we've learned about the energy field, about the unified field of consciousness, whatever you'd like to call it. Well, just try the experiment for a day. What if you chose to smile? And a smile, as my regular listeners know, is a way that you truly can fake it till you feel it. That when you smile, the nerves connected to the muscles that create the smile communicate to your brain happy, and your brain chemistry will shift. You will feel happy. Happier. So even if you have the cheesy fake smile and you keep that on, that helps to change your emotional state, your mental state as well. It's hard to be optimistic and to see possible solutions and opportunities when we are focusing on the problem and the negativity. So the challenge and the adventure and the opportunity that exists in this week ahead for you is to spend those few minutes visualizing or work on that vision board you've been talking about making but haven't done yet. If you started cutting out pictures or if you've collected images on the computer because you're going to make yours on a screensaver versus an actual poster board, vision board, or I have a friend and a client who loves art and creating art, is very talented, and he draws his vision boards, which is also powerful, and focusing on feeling the feelings that will be there when you have that ideal job or the ideal relationship or the healthy communication in your family, whatever it is. Focus on what it's like when you have it. Focus on the gratitude for having it. And if you find yourself in habitual patterns of thought, of feeling, of languaging, you can break those habitual patterns by choosing an alternate response, planning ahead a different phrase or action. Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Success Principles, began his work as a teacher in the area of self-esteem. And a number of years ago when I was working with the Upward Bound program at Luther College in Iowa, that was a place that we started with those, you know, those students who were from low to middle income families who would be the first generation in their families to go to post-secondary education. And these are the students that some were top of their class, some were near the bottom of their class, and they were everywhere in between. Many of them would fall through the cracks when it came to post-secondary education. They weren't getting the guidance counselor's attention because they weren't troublemakers. They weren't the top scholarship, the obvious students. So the Upward Bound program meets those students where they are, provides them with support, academic strategies, teaches them the process of college application, career planning. And so there's that caring adult presence that believes that they can be successful and provides tools and also changes in their thoughts, the way that they think about what's possible in their lives, how they feel about what's possible in their lives. And one of the strategies that I used when I worked with those students came from Jack Canfield's How to Build High Self-Esteem, at that time it was audio tape series, that focused on, when we have that negative thought and we say that same thing, the phrase he uses was cancel, cancel. So the minute you're complaining about something, this isn't fair, this isn't, why is this always happening to me? Cancel, cancel, and replace it with something positive. This opportunity is a gift. Whatever the negativity, the negative statement, feeling, or thought, cancel, cancel, and immediately replace it with something positive. And sometimes you can just have one phrase that you can use. I am successful. I am happy. I am capable. I am competent to succeed. I am blessed. So whatever that is, it changes your emotional and mental state, breaks the habit pattern of negative thinking. And that was back in the 1970s, late 70s, early 80s. Fast forward into the 2000s, Dr. Daniel Amen, who works with the brain, deals with automatic negative thoughts, or ants, that are the habit patterns, the response patterns that we have when we have a situation and it just shows up. The same idea. And whereas Jack Canfield had cancel, cancel, Dr. Amen talks about having some kind of phrase or an anteater that helps us to break those automatic negative thoughts that just show up. And so we can begin to be more conscious about our language, more conscious about our thoughts, more conscious about choosing our feelings and thoughts. Because when we run on autopilot, which most of us do, and Dr. Jack Wolf led a seminar, and he's a friend and a colleague. We work with the psychogeometrics model together. And he shared some research at a seminar I attended with him last year about how much of our day, of our choices, is unconscious or non-conscious or autopilot. And without referencing that, I believe it's over 80%. I think it's higher than that even, maybe 80 to 90. I'll check on that and share it in a future segment. The point being that so much of what we do all day long seems to just, quote, happen. How we think, how we respond to people, the thoughts that we have, that autopilot. You know, the challenge for this week, the opportunity for this week, whichever word works best for you, is to switch off your autopilot more often, to be conscious and cognizant and aware of choosing your response rather than reacting, of carefully, consciously selecting the language that you use to talk about, talk to, think about situations, people, so that you begin to create a space and energy with positive language, with hope, with gratitude, with joy, and even challenging situations, have on the other side of them a gift. We have an opportunity to learn. We have an opportunity to feel grateful for. Ralph Marston, who is one of my favorite authors for inspiration, has a website called greatday.com. And I love reading Great Day every day. It's a very short read. He recently did a post within the last week that talked about that same principle. Let's see if I can pull it up and share it with you. I highly recommend checking out greatday.com, greatday.com, and some of his resources. You often, if those of you follow me on Twitter or connect with me on LinkedIn, you'll see that I post pieces of his daily blogs to inspire others. He also has quotes like I put in my emails and share in my social media. So I need to connect with him and see if we can do an interview. I have not ever reached out to him. So that's my inspiration for today. You know, and then for some, there's a voice that would say, oh, he would never say yes, he's famous, da-da-da. Well, it's amazing the people I've been gifted to interview here at Spark because I asked. And they said yes. And in the Aladdin Principle, which is also by Jack Canfield, he talks about that. You know, that how do we ask? We don't ask for so many things because we're afraid the answer will be no. And his response is, oh, what the heck, go for it anyway. It's also in the self-esteem series. You know, if you can think about a worst-case scenario, what's the worst that could happen, they'll say no. Could you handle that and survive it? Sure. Okay, then do it. So, yes, I will reach out to Ralph Marston. The quote that's on his page today is, tomorrow morning the critic will be gone, but the writer will still be there facing a blank page, said Stephen Pressfield. Today's post is Achievement is in You. So I'm going to go back. I invite you to read that. One line from his post today is, make this the moment you give in to that longing and make your whole world a more wonderful place. Talking about your dream and to focus on success. All right, let me back up and see if I can find that post about how we deal with things that are less than optimal in our lives. There it is. It was this post from Thursday, April 19th, 2012. It's entitled, Choose Enjoyment. Life is enjoyable not because of how things are, but because of how you are. Enjoyment is a choice of how to be. Not a reaction to what has been. And that voice in our head, the autopilot responses that we have come from past experience. And that's over, it's done, and it's gone. How much of our time, how many of our choices are based on the past, something that doesn't exist? In this moment, right now, what choices are available, what options are available to you that on autopilot you're missing? And further down in this segment, which, by the way, his blog all fits on one screen, actually two-thirds of one screen, he says, even in moments of sadness, you can enjoy how that very sadness focuses you on what truly matters most. Even in times of disappointment, you can enjoy the powerful sense of determination you feel to get to work and make things better. If you look at things with enjoyment, he goes on to say, enjoyment gives you the power to fully accept what is and then make the best of it. Enjoyment is a profound gift you can continually give to yourself and to all of life. Choose to put real sincere enjoyment into this day. Choose enjoyment and give power to your best possibilities. If you can enjoy the experience in the moment, focusing on what is. Some of you may say, well, okay, somebody I love just died. What's the enjoyment in the experience? The enjoyment is in the life of that person, in the relationship you had with that person. The joy of knowing that love. Find the peace, the part of the experience. And sometimes in that moment of sadness, again, as Ralph Marston said, enjoy how it focuses you on what truly matters most. Be grateful for that. It's definitely a change of perspective. The paradigm shift for many of us, especially in the United States, where our culture is so focused on what's wrong. All over the news. You can limit your news intake. You know, if you want to just read a few key headlines without all the details, we don't need all the details. And there are people who completely pass by the news. And they focus, they start their day with other things. They start their day with gratitude journals and meditations and visualizations to be in a positive space, to be in a higher energy vibration, to expect amazing things to happen in the course of the day. Do you gift yourself with that? It's powerful. So the challenge in this week ahead, be conscious, be aware. Wake up to the possibility that you can feel better, you can have more joy. Do you believe it's possible? Because it is. I've worked with a number of clients for whom this strategy has been so powerful. To recognize the languaging, to push, stop. One of my favorite stories to share with clients and in seminars is about my son, Alex, when he was probably 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old, and we were playing a game together. And he looked up at me and he said, "Mom, press pause." And he left. And I was stunned. I thought, my goodness. Well, I heard the flush from the bathroom. And he returned and said, "Mom, it's okay, push play." I thought, oh my goodness, this child understands way too much about machines. And so I laughed at him and I said, "You know, honey, unlike when we watch DVDs, oh, we're listening to MP3s, we push buttons and say pause or stop. Life keeps moving forward. At this point, there's no stop button. Now, we can pause and slow things down, meditate. If you've ever been in a car accident, how time seems to slow down. Meditation can help you slow time down as well in terms of your experience. Where you can, and it's amazing, think about this, how fast we run day, every single day. It's go here, get the kids, do this, do that, race, 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 what time is it? I got to beat this meeting, blah, 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 blah. Gift yourself with some time of peace, of reflection, of meditation. If it means you get up 15 minutes earlier or 20 minutes earlier in the morning so that you have that time to reflect, to meditate, gift yourself with that. Because it makes such a difference to your day, to your ability to have strategies in your day. To be able to consciously choose in your day. Some people wake up in gratitude. Dr. Dyer starts his day with thank you, thank you, thank you. Some people do gratitude journaling in the morning and others in the evening, and some do both. I love the exercise I serendipitously created and have shared here at Spark as well as with clients and in my social media. And that's inhale blessings and exhale gratitude, which is connected to what Ralph Marston had said. In every situation, focus on the blessings. Everybody grieves differently. And when our daughter Emily was stillborn, one of the things my husband and I focused on, yes, we were very sad that she was not in our lives. We were blessed that she was in our lives for the months that she was developing, for the joy that she brought to our lives, even before she was born. And we focused on that. We focused on the gift she gave us during that time. Is it a conscious choice? Absolutely. And he and I talked about that. And shared, and yes, we had named her prior to that. We knew if it was a girl, her name would be Emily. So even in that, and people kind of looked at us differently. My family was concerned that I wasn't grieving. And I could be sad for the loss and blessed for the gift of her life. So inhale blessings and exhale gratitude for any of those times where we're starting to feel low energy emotions, negative emotions. The book Power versus Force has a wonderful chart based on research of the energy of emotions. I think it's another show, too. But you can feel it yourself. Emotions that drain you versus emotions that energize you. Gratitude is energizing. Feeling gratitude. So the exercise goes like this. For those of you who also listen to Saving Superwoman, you'll know that my colleague Lynette Patterson and I talk a lot about systems and strategies. Things that we can begin to move into autopilot that help us to achieve our results rather than impede our progress. And the system is to inhale blessings, to breathe deeply in, and as you're inhaling, focus on what's in your life that you feel blessed to have, that you feel grateful for, whether that's a relationship, a job, your health. Whatever it is, think about those blessings on the inhale. And as you exhale, feel the gratitude for those blessings. And do this 3 to 5 times to notice the shift in your physical state. Your breathing will slow. You can slow your heart rate. Smiling while you do this is also helpful. Looking up from NLP research, which is neuro-linguistic programming. Looking up, it's very difficult to feel sad when you look up. So look up, inhale blessings, smiling, and then exhale gratitude. Notice how you feel. So there's a system, a strategy you can use in the week ahead. Another that we've talked about recently on Saving Superwoman, and I have mentioned here on Spark as well, is ABC, to go from oh crap to control. That moment when you have that oh crap or oh blank, to ask yourself a question. What can I do to make this better? Is this serving me? Is my response getting me to a better result? Whatever question you want to ask, then breathe and choose. Choose a response. And then repeat. Ask, breathe, choose. Begins to shift. Shifts the blood flow from the emotional part of your brain, the limbic system, into the frontal cortex. Questions help shift our thoughts. Are you asking yourself good questions? Why is this happening to me? Different category than good questions. Usually doesn't have an answer. Better question is, what can I do with this experience? What gift is here for me? So in the week ahead, move to conscious choice with your words, with your feelings, with your actions. Notice the difference. Begin to break that pattern. And if you have challenges doing it on your own, find a coach, a colleague, a friend who can help you make that change to break the patterns, to move off of autopilot more often. Thanks for being here and for taking action on something you heard that can be a positive change in your life. I hope to see you or hear you again. Please share Spark with your family and friends. And until next time, stay safe, be conscious in your thoughts, words, and actions.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.